Coming in unannounced, drag my nails on the tile. I just follow your scent. You can just follow my smile. All of your flaws are aligned with this mood of mine. Cutting me to the bone, nothing left to leave behind. You ought to keep it concealed, just like I was a weapon. I didn't come for a fight, but I will fight till the end. And this one might be a battle, might not turn out okay. You know you look so Seattle, but you feel so LA.
This is Against the Fortress, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Fast and the Furious franchise crossover fic, written by Paper Faith and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing, well, relationship, Buffy Summers, Carter Verone, Brian O'Connor, with additional tags for Wishlist fic, Prompt fic, Threesome, Sequel, Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Crimes and Criminals. I have no idea how to tag, and there are no warnings that apply. I feel deprived. Not canon compliant. Author's notes. For This Is the New Normal, who prompted something in the Liable to Grow Up Moonverse, which features post-season 2 Buffy ending up in the employ of Carter Verone. I hope you enjoy the snippet. This story assumed the beginning of Fast 5, and then diverges sharply. Extra points for anyone who gets a title reference. Taking on Rez. It's a dumb idea, and Dom knows it. But at this point, the shit they're in is stacked so high above their heads that something dumb is just about their only option. And at least this way, if it works, the payout is going to put them up for life. If you're gonna play, go big or go home. "You're insane," Vince says. And for a moment, Dom basks in the familiarity of it, of having his best friend by his side, being a cynical asshole at every turn. Only this time, Vince can back up his shitty commentary. He's been down here for almost 5 years, knows the lay of the land. Knows Reyes. Dom grabs his shoulder, pulls him in for a hug. Mia already against his other side. "Not much choice. Deus Ex Machine, Vince. You with me?" Once, he needn't have asked. But Vince has a wife now, a kid, a life that doesn't include Dom anymore, and damn if that doesn't sting. Not a regret. Vince rubs a hand over his face. "Of course I am, you stupid fuck, but there's someone you should meet before you start planning." "Who?" Mia asks, perking up. Anything to raise their odds. She's already given up so much for Dom. He has to do this for her, if not for himself. To give her back the life she gave up when she got him off that bus. Vince grins. That shit-eating one he always gets when he knows something Dom doesn't. All the way back to third grade when he figured out the teacher's testing system and wouldn't tell Dom how he could predict when there'd be a quiz. Reyes is the biggest fish down here, but he ain't the only one. His main competitor is the guy out of Miami. He does decent business. I've worked for him a couple times. He's clean. Well, cleaner than Reyes. He scratches his beard, awkwardly. If I'd known the train job came from Reyes, I never would have taken it. But he filtered it through so many people, I couldn't tell. It's kind of a miracle this asshole didn't shoot me on sight. But then, I guess I'm not that big of a fish myself. Just a driver. He shrugs it off, and Dom feels something ease in his chest at the knowledge that Vince didn't dupe them with that botched job. The reason for half the troubles right now. An honest mistake. Dom was almost sure, but he's still afraid that after all these years, he might not be able to read Vince anymore. At least not as well as he did before everything went to shit. Anyway, if we're hunting Reyes, Carter is a good starting point. And there it is again, that grin. I know something you don't know. Call the man. The cafe they meet in is so painfully cartel-owned that Dom wonders if there are any clean cops in this entire damn city. He's seen 3 deals, 2 drugs, 1 weapons, go down before they reach their table. It's like these people aren't even trying. Once Vince announces who they're here for, they get shown to a corner booth on a raised dais, a throne consisting of multiple chairs. View the entire room and the street outside. Sweet place without being exposed, thanks to some strategically placed potted plants. Flashy, but careful. Dom thinks he might like this guy's style. The waitress bubbles at them. Mr. Carter will arrive shortly. Would they like anything to drink while they wait? They have cakes, too. How about chocolate for the lady? They all take a coffee. Mia takes the cake. They wait. The back door behind the bar opens 5 minutes after their order arrives, and Vince slinks low in his seat, a smirk in his beard. The chick coming through is tiny. As skinny as Mia, but an entire head shorter, despite heels. She's in a pretty bit of air and nothing, a summer dress you'd only get away with in Rio. Big sunglasses and her blonde hair. The package says she's all fluff, but the knife strapped to her thigh, not even concealed, and the look in her eyes, says she's here to fuck you up. She's blinding. Which is why it takes Dom a moment to register her companion. Tall, lithe, board shorts and a loose button-up. Fashion disaster all the way. Tan, but white shiny teeth. And then his face registers, and Dom feels his own freeze. Beside him, Vince is howling with suppressed laughter. Brian O'Connor makes his way over with a confident swagger in his step, his little killer friend falling on his heel. Vince stands to greet him with a handshake and a clap on the shoulder, beaming like an idiot. Brian beams back and only rolls his eyes at the obligatory buster. Then he turns to Dom and Mia, who sit, frozen, staring. I take it you went for the shock factor? He asks, dry as the desert. Vince snorts. Who'd have believed me anyway? He drawls, as he drops back down with a wave at the girl. She nods back, civilly. Brian shrugs, agreeing. Guys, meet Anna. Anna, Dom, and Mia Toretto. I've told you about them. Your stint as a cop, she offers, apparently trying to place them, head cocked to one side, studying them. Same as Vince, Brian confirms, then sits, sprawling in one of the only 2 chairs left. Anna perches herself on his knee without hesitation, still staring at Dom, who stares back evenly. He has no idea what the hell happened to Vince to be friendly with the cop who fucked up their entire family. But here it is. Twilight Zone. Thanks, Brian's girl finally chirps, staring contest apparently over. For what? Mia asks, expression tight. Fucking Bri over badly enough to send him running all the way to Miami? Never would have met him otherwise. She beams. Brian rolls his eyes, jostles the knee she sits on. Play nice. Dom opens his mouth, about to give the little bitch a peace of mind about who fucked over who, when Vince, of all people, puts a hand on his arm, restraining him. Best have lost his job over what he did for us, Dom. Cut his face plastered all over. I was mad at him too, but the shit evens out. Besides, don't start with those 2. You won't win. And just like that, Dom remembers why they're here. swallows the rage that sometimes tastes like guilt and all the bitterness from a lifetime of fuck-ups, and asks, "So you're the ones opposing Reyes?" "Nah," Anna supplies, shaking her head. "That'll be Mr. Varon. He'll be out in a few. We just work for him." There's a joke there Dom isn't getting, but one look at Mia tells him he's not the only one. 5 years, God knows how many thousand miles, on the wrong side of the law and down the rabbit hole, and suddenly, Brian O'Connor. What are the odds? Damn it, Brian looks good. All relaxed and grown up. No more curly hair. Instead, he's got stubble and new muscles. Looks like a man. Those eyes are still killers, though. Mia's expression says she can't decide whether to smile or scream. The waitress brings two coffees then, without them having been ordered, places them with a big smile, disappears wordlessly. In her wake, awkward silence spreads. "So," Anna finally offers, an icebreaker. "Vince said you want to take on Reyes. What makes you think you can?" "They have the address of every stash house in this city. That's what makes them think they can take him on." But Dom hesitates over saying it out loud, because, goddamn, it's not like he's never been burnt before. It's not like he's never been burnt by Brian before, no matter what last name he calls himself at the moment. What if he tells them and they do the job themselves? What if they try to kill them to get rid of the competition? What if they hurt him? Hurt Mia or Vince to get the information, get the chip? What if Vince is falling for an act? Dom remembers a time when he was sure of every step he took. But that time has long since passed. Lompoc took away most of his cocksure attitude, and Brian Spillner took the rest with him in his fucking Supra. Dom still marvels sometimes at how he could have misread the kids so fucking badly. And now, here he is, all the puppiness of youth gone, a hardened man. Someone a lot more dangerous than the Buster ever was. Anna wears a knife on her thigh, yes, but Brian doesn't bother to hide the piece in his waistband either. Casually armed is rarely a good look on someone you want to do business with. In the end, the decision is taken from him by a man in his late 30s. Tan, tall, in a bespoke suit, swooping right in. He places a caress on Anna's cheek as he squeezes past her, trails fingers down her shoulder and arm, takes her hand and pulls her into his lap as he moves to take over the last chair. She follows from Brian's knee to his without a hitch, smirking secretively. Brian just snorts and slouches further in his seat. "From what I have heard, the newcomer, Carter Varon, has to be. Our friend Reyes is missing a small but valuable object, containing several secrets he would hate for us to discover." Brian raises an eyebrow. "How small?" he asks, like he already has an idea. Varon grins. "GPS chip, with a certain route programmed into it, if my informant is correct." Vince nods before Dom can make a decision, and the trio across from them breaks into laughter. When they're done, the man leans forward. "Apologies, I have yet to introduce myself. My name is Carter Varon, and if you are willing, I think we could help each other out." Dom and his crew take the money. Varon takes Rio. Dom provides talent and the chip. Varon provides hardware and as much protection as his pull in the city allows him. It sounds like a good deal, until Protection shows up at their commandeered warehouse, a double feature of tan, blonde, and Californian. "Ah, hell no," Vince mutters. although he sounds more like he is dreading what's next than hating Brian in general. Which might be the weirdest thing about all this. Vince and the Buster seem to be getting along. Varon saunters in a bit later. The bespoke suits seem to be a thing. Thumb wonders why. He's dripping sweat in just a tank. Mr. Toretto, I like what you've done with the bliss. Now, I promise security. So here are my two most capable men. Anna actually kicks him in the ankle. Mia chokes. People, at your disposal. We'll take good care of you and yours until our business is concluded. And keep a very close eye on everything, Dom guesses. Keeps his mouth shut. Sets his jaw. We appreciate it. Not. Mia keeps looking at Brian and then away again, like she thinks the sight of them is going to burn. Barone nods, pleased, and hauls in Anna for a brief kiss, which she returns, along with a fond pat to his cheek. Old lovers, Dom guesses, which is a bit freaky because she looks early 20s at the most. Then Varone turns and gives Brian the exact same treatment. This time he earns himself an eye roll, along with a muttered, alpha male bullshit, that's loud enough to carry across the open space. All three of them? Really? Barone saunters back out, Deus Ex suit, leaving Dom's crew of six facing the two newcomers. Dom, Mia, Vince, Brian greets, nodding at them in turn. Where do you want us? Not here at all. You know what Bri does, Anna pipes up. And I'm pretty good with tech these days, and a semi-decent driver, too. Brian winces, then chuckles. A story there. They're damn familiar with each other, and, well, now Dom knows why. He shakes his head, shakes off the thoughts of Brian, of betrayal, of all that might have been if things hadn't gotten so fucked up. Waves him over to the drawing board, where they come to a halt pretty much on top of each other. Brian standing tall, Anna melting into him. His arm around her waist, perfectly at ease. Bygones, Dom tells himself, shoves the sudden urge of grief down for later inspection. L.A. and everything that happened there is in the past. For now, it's time to make sure they have a future. All of them. The end. Reader's notes. I was so psyched to see that this was Paper Faith's first posting for Wishlist 2015 that I actually started recording it. I think it's been half an hour since this fic's been live, and I have spent 25 of those minutes recording as I read. And it's very exciting! And now I know that it wasn't the prompt, but can we just talk about that space in between the end of She's Liable to Grow Up Mean and the beginning of Against the Fortress, where Buffy, Anna, and Buffy, who is Anna, and Varone, slowly, as Brian is trying to infiltrate their organization, they're also trying to infiltrate Brian, and it's just like, we're playing two different games, but at the same time, oh, everybody ends. Everybody wins because Brian gets a family and he gets people who will protect him. And then, well, actually the FBI loses altogether, and so does the DEA. And probably Brian doesn't drive a car into a yacht in this universe. But just as Brian is spying on them, Anna is slowly working her way into his life. And then maybe Varone puts a move on him. And oh god, Brian totally calls Rome in as his backup anyway. And then I don't know quite how that works. Maybe Rome is a driver back in Miami. But Brian gets to keep his buddy and his partners, and it's wonderful. Yes, that's where my brain is right now, and I'm very happy about it. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day. I'm gonna get you to burst, just like you were a bubble. Frame me up on your wall, just to keep me out of trouble. Like a moth getting trapped in the light by fixation. Truly feel out, baby, I'm fucking no inflation. Too many war wounds and not enough wars. Too few rounds in the ring and not enough set of scores. Too many sharks, not enough blood in the waves. You know I give my love a fuck for falling in it. I love the way you hurt me, baby. I love the way.